Hello, and welcome to the latest edition of the End Zone Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Chastain. Eric Jensen hosted the NFL podcast earlier, the Wild Card Edition, so please be sure to go listen to that after you're done listening to this. Today we're going to talk about the National Championship. It is finally game day between Alabama and Georgia. Of course, the reason I say it is game day because it is 12 after midnight Eastern time, so here it's game day. People are treating it like game day. First off, we're going to talk about how Alabama got to this game. Then we'll talk about how Georgia got to this game. And then finally, we will talk about some concerns that I have between both teams. Not really many for each side. I think they're both great teams. I think they're the two best teams in college football. I think this game does decide who is the real best team, because I think they both went up against the third and fourth best teams in college football. Give or take Ohio State, we won't talk about that today, because I'm not sure if they played. I'm not sure. It's tough because Ohio State did look better than Clemson, but in all, Clemson was more consistent. They were, at the time, the best team in college football, and Alabama beat them, so I think they should have a chance to get to play this game. Like I said, and then we'll talk about how these two teams match up and a couple of concerns I have. But first off, we're going to talk about the Alabama side of this football game, or their Sugar Bowl game between Alabama and Clemson. That game was pretty ugly, to be honest. I watched the game, but it wasn't really a good game. Two things happened in this game that changed it in the second half. The pick six that happened that made it Alabama 24, Clemson 6. I think that was a huge changer. And then the fumble in the third quarter that took it to the Clemson, that gave Alabama the ball at the Clemson 27. That was crucial. That play right there changed the game, because Alabama drove it four plays, 27 yards, touchdown to Calvin Ridley in the end zone. With that being said, I wasn't impressed with Alabama's offense at all. That's a concern I'll have in a minute that I'll talk about against the same type of defense, if not a better defense, in Georgia. As far as Georgia's side goes, they beat Oklahoma in a high-scoring game, 54-48. That was an impressive game. Georgia ran over Oklahoma in the second half. Of course, you know, Sony Michel had 11 carries, 181 yards, and three touchdowns. That, I mean, when you have two backs that have 2 to 3 touchdowns each, and they carry it for over 150 yards, you're probably going to lose that football game. Especially the way Oklahoma's offense was playing in that fourth quarter and overtime. They were playing conservatively. They were playing like they wasn't meant to be there, because they were playing extremely conservative. Wasn't letting Baker Mayfield make the plays that he's made all season to win football games. And of course, you know, at halftime, I know I'm kind of jumping around, but these are the biggest points. Like I said, I'm recapping. The crucial thing in this game, in my opinion, was at halftime, or close to halftime, it was like 9 seconds, Oklahoma basically kicked it to the 50, and then Georgia drove to the 30 and kicked a field goal, and it was a 17-point game at halftime, and they turned it into a 14-point game, and then Georgia came out running the football, and I mean running over Oklahoma, excuse me. Most of these yards that Georgia had on the rushing side of the football happened after halftime, because you had the 70-yarder. The 70-yarder happened before halftime, but the others, the 30s, the 40, the 40-yarder, the 50-yarder, I can't recall, there's several, like the 50, 38, 30, 27, all of these added up, And then the 2-yard rush, which we're not going to really talk about because that wasn't a big one. Of course, they did have a big run to get to that 2-yard line, but this is just touchdown runs. I'm talking about a long, which is impressive. In the third quarter, this game was tied up going into the fourth quarter, and then Georgia took the lead 38-31. They let Baker make a play. They let Baker make plays in the fourth quarter. At about mid-fourth quarter, they were still letting Baker make plays. He was passing the ball. He was running for the first downs, which we didn't really see much, which we didn't expect to see. I mean, that's not Baker's type of play. But what people thought was going to be the crucial play in this game ended up being the complete opposite. It was the 46-yard fumble return for a touchdown on Oklahoma's side, and they took the lead 45-38. We thought the game was probably over. It ended up not being. Nick Chubb, Georgia runs again wild on that Oklahoma defense, and goes back and ties the game up. And then going into overtime, there's so much excitement, and once you hit the fourth quarter, Blakeman's ship in the first overtime kicked the field goal. Georgia went 4 plays, 4 yards. Wasn't impressive. Oklahoma's defense stepped up. And then Oklahoma went down and kicked the field goal. They went 5 plays, 9 yards. One was due to penalty, obviously. And then, of course, in the second overtime, since all Georgia had to do was kick a field goal, since Oklahoma missed on that last-minute field goal, Sony Michel runs 27 yards, wins the game. Georgia Bulldogs in the national championship, which we have not seen in 20-plus years. This is the biggest event for the Bulldogs in a very long time, because we have not seen them in this kind of position in a very long time, and they haven't won a national championship since 1980. So it would be something great to see them win it. But they're going against a team that Nick Saban. It's Nick Saban. I was trying to find a way to describe it, but it's Nick Saban. Nick Saban is probably one of the best coaches in college football history, if not the best college football coach in history. And it could mark up to one of the best coaches in history, not in NFL, but he did not do well in the NFL. But yeah, he could be one of the best coaches in NFL history, or not NFL history. Oh my goodness, I said it again. In history, period. Not in just the NFL, not in any period. He's won 5 national championships. He's 11-0 against former assistants. I repeat, 11-0. That's huge for some people. For some people, they just don't care. They just don't care. They see it changing, which is possible. This is a huge game. It's been a very long time since Nick Saban's played his former assistant in a national championship game. I don't think it's ever happened. I don't think he's ever played his assistant in this kind of game. But some concerns I have for both sides, really. For the Georgia side, it's going to be the defense. The defense was not impressive at all. They gave up 48 points to Oklahoma. Granted, in the first half, they didn't play well, which is why I'm not as concerned as I might sound to be. They gave up 31 points at halftime, but they crunched down in the second half and only gave up 2 touchdowns and a field goal, which I'm not really going to count the field goal. They gave up 14 points against Baker Mayfield. That's impressive. That's why I'm not as concerned. I thought they were too antsy in the first half. The moment was too big. I don't think that's going to happen again. But it is something to watch for. On the Alabama side, it's the offense. The offense is not a great offense. Jalen Hurts is not a great quarterback. At least he hasn't been so far. He's been kind of freshman-ish, if I must say myself. I know he's a sophomore, but he's hasn't played well at all this season. If you look back to even that last game, granted, he only had 120 yards passing, and that wasn't impressive. And he marched one touchdown he had was literally, it was a 2-yard touchdown. They basically ran the ball. They're not going to do that against Georgia, I don't believe. I really don't think Georgia's going to give up that kind of yardage on running the football. I really don't. And that's what my main concern is for both Alabama. Both of these teams have great defenses. And the question is Nick Saban coached defenses don't give up yards on when you're running the football. Is Sony Michel gonna, what's his impact on the game gonna be? Because we know Nick Chubb's not gonna have a good rushing game. He's not gonna have 100 yards, I don't think. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Sony Michel in the passing game, that is so huge, and some people don't even realize it. I know some people do because we've talked about it, but it's going to be screenplays. I believe it'll be a lot of screenplays for Georgia. They'll try, like I said, of course they're going to try to run the football, but I don't think they're going to have much success. Oh my gosh, success. That was a moment that we might want to forget. But that's besides the point. But yeah, that's going to be my other concern is Jake Fromm. Is Jake Fromm going to be able to? It's going to be in his hands. This game may be in his hands. I'm not confident in Jalen Hurts if you put it in his hands. I'm a little more confident in Jake Fromm if you put it in his hands. That's why I think this game's so exciting. Like, I'm excited for this game. Because these two teams play very similar fashion football. Great defenses, run first, quarterback set. We're just not sure about. We're really not sure about Jalen Hurts. We've seen Jake Fromm in multiple big moments play well. We've seen it in Jalen Hurts, but it's not the same. It doesn't have the same feeling because when he's quarterbacking that team, their offense just isn't that great. It just isn't. So with that being said, like, this is going to be a shorter podcast. It's going to probably be, 10, 15 minutes. Besides the point, probably about 20 minutes. With that being said, I'm going to pick this game. I'm going to tell you why. This game's hard for me to pick because, of course, I'm a Georgia fan. You can take away my pick or not. It doesn't matter. This is just how I feel. You can discredit my pick. That's fine. But like I said, like I've always said, I don't always let my fandom get in the way. I try not to. I really do. I plan to always be like that. I don't like to let my fandom get in the way. I'm not just going to pick Georgia because they, just because I'm a fan and they're in the Georgia Dome, blah, 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 whatever reason. Well, not the Georgia Dome reason, but, yeah, that's why I just want to let people know that. My fandom doesn't really affect it will in this game, I think, a little bit, but I try not to let it affect my opinion. I hope people realize that, before they discredit my pick. But I'm picking Georgia in this game. I think, and I almost picked Alabama. I really did because there's the records and all that. Some of these things go towards Georgia. Some of them go against Georgia. I've seen several things, so I'm not. But the 11-0 kind of sticks in my head a little bit. Nick Saban normally finds a way to win, but I'm picking Georgia for the quarterback, I think Jake Fromm is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts. I think Georgia's defense is going to sack Jalen Hurts multiple times. I could see 3 sacks in this game. I really could. I don't see Alabama having much success on the offensive side of the football. Granted, I don't see Georgia having much success on the offensive side of the football either, but it's not the same. I think, like I said, the trust in Jake Fromm is the difference for me between going either way. Like I said, going either way, for me, it's 50-50. This game is 50-50. It's really a pick 'em for me, but I know Alabama's favored, but they're favored because of their past. I don't care what you say. I don't, because Alabama is favored because of their past multiple years in the championship, whatever. Which is, I think it's ridiculous, to be honest, but play as underdog, it actually helps you sometimes. So I'm not disappointed in that. But like I said, I do believe Alabama is favored because of their past seasons, multiple seasons, and the powerhouse, or whatever reason you want to call it. Y'all know what I'm talking about, Alabama fans. And any other fan, we knew Georgia wasn't going to get favored if they were number 1 and Alabama was number 4. So everybody knew before the game, which is utterly ridiculous how Vegas knew before the game Alabama wasn't going to be favored, or Alabama was going to be favored. Before the playoffs, they knew Alabama was going to be favored, which is utter ridiculous to me. It irritates me. How you know, like, you did not know how Alabama was going to play in Clemson. Do not tell me that. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it because I don't believe it. I really don't. You can't tell me you knew Alabama was going to whip Clemson the way they did. You just can't tell me that. Fan or not, fandom has nothing to do with this. I would have said this if they were playing Oklahoma. I don't care. The problem is I saw Vegas already sent out a report saying Alabama would be favored against any opponent when they got their hind ends whipped by Auburn and they played some close games this season. They got their hind ends whipped by Florida. Auburn. I just can't. It fawns me of how Alabama gets this kind of respect. It's about this season. Besides that, I don't believe Alabama should have been in this game in the first place, so it doesn't. So that adds on to it. But whatever. Moving on. Like I said, I have Georgia winning this game. I think it'll be a very close game. I'm going to pick it 23-17. Like I said, it's the quarterback for me. That's the difference. I trust Jake Fromm more. That's all. If you're coming to the game, be safe. I know there's going to be some ice on the roads in Georgia. All throughout Georgia. On this Monday morning, so be careful on the roads. I will see you, I'll be on YouTube shortly, and I will see you Wednesday. We will preview the playoffs, or we'll preview the divisional round. Like I said, thank you for joining me. See you later. Of course, follow me at Chris PSF, Eric. At Eric 18 Utah, he normally hosts. Like I said, he was hosting the NFL podcast tonight, and then follow us at End Zone Podcast. Winners of that giveaway will have their giveaway. Have their prizes. I hope by the end of the week they're running into some problems with one, so I'm gonna wait for the others. we're going to get you, even if we have to PayPal you the money, you will get your prize. Don't stress about that. Just let you know, there are some problems going on with the NFL website. If you listen to this and you'd rather have PayPal, let me, or Google Wallet, I prefer Google Wallet, but if you rather have PayPal, let me know. I will go ahead and do that as soon as you DM me. Just be sure to DM me your email. Thank you for joining me. See you later. Peace out.